Chambers in the daytime. She's ready to get out. But then, Haribo. You want to protect me? I'm meeting with Nrsingha right now on the street. Haribo, Nrsingha. You better not come in. We need to just walk out here. Or we can sit up there.
Anyway, you want to walk or walk?
We can walk, yeah, get some exercise at the same time. So, what's up?
Don't you know? You're the guru?
What's up? I don't know. I don't know anything.
See, what I'm trying to now do is get this illegal trustees out.
Why are they illegal?
See, what is it like this, Maharaj? Prabhupada incorporated a society in New York in 1950.
Yeah.
Incorporated.
Yeah.
He created a society. And then with that came his instructions how to run society. It's a religious body.
Right.
And legally, it's incorporated, you know, in New York. It's like Coca-Cola Company was formed in New York.
Yeah.
I can't form a Coca-Cola Company in Fiji. See, I'm not, now I have a Coca-Cola Company, I own this in Fiji.
I
cannot create Coca-Cola Company in Fiji.
I understand all that.
Created in New York. So what Prabhupada did, he removed the communication of Guru Maharaj Gurudev's registration in the entitled office, removed
yeah.
it through bribery, corruption, whatever you call it.
I don't know any of these things, but... But anyway, I mean...
It's all legal work, you know, it's
but,
no
but why you... But what do I have to do with this whole thing?
Well, I'm telling you, you're the deity, you know, because you don't know what's legal in society,
What can I do?
Nothing, but I have to listen to you.
Yeah, now, I'm listening to you, but I've heard... Hare Krishna, I've heard all this before.
Right,
yeah. Haribo.
And you cannot function as a society if you legally...
Haribo.
You cannot function as a society, it's open to you. It's open to any of you. And so, you know, there's no time to do it.
So what are you going to do about it?
We're going to get this society be registered, this fourth one, write to GBC, get a new constant registered, this new trustee, and properly in the Prabhupada in this one.
How are you going to do any of that stuff?
I'm doing that. I'm running the process of doing that. I've got papers here, I'm not sure I'm doing it. The government is cooperating. The government is cooperating to get a society fully registered properly, so it can function like a legal religious body. How can we call them Fiji?
Yeah.
Well, it's good for you, it's trusty and give it to Fiji.
Anyway, but you're making so many false accusations. Just like you went to the government and made accusations about me that were completely false.
Well, it was done in the...
Why did you do such a thing? Because I'm not taking money out of Fiji. I'm giving all my money to the temple. I mean, I don't understand. Why did you make these accusations?
I would have faced a jail term if you hadn't, you know, what happened, you know, at that time. I had to protect myself.
But if you make false accusations, someone can take you to court. You know, I can prove.
I'm sorry about this. I'm really sorry about this.
But it doesn't help Prabhupada's movement to make false accusations. Yeah, I mean that's I was upset because, you know, there's no, let's keep walking back and forth, because there's no reason to do that.
I understand. Well, the point in time I was.
You know, the people came and people came and questioned me. They came to the temple.
The police came.
Not the with either the police or I think was the
immigration.
Not well, immigration also came, but everything's all right now. But
I understand. You know, point is this.
I'm not Benny Hines. You know who Benny Hines is?
You're Krishna's man. So
I know. Benny Hines took like a lot of money out of Fiji. 2 million. But I'm not Benny Hines. I don't even have
But at that point in the morass, you know, I was gonna be, be ruined, or no, I'm gonna remain in the prison fighting for Iskak.
Yeah, but it didn't help your case to make false accusations.
It did help
How?
Me stay on. That matter took me on to the Prime Minister's office. The Prime Minister then arranged two special personnel to look after my case. And right now they're still helping me.
Yeah.
And so the only ones is a society which is running properly. Not under somebody's, like Punji family is taken in and abusing for their own benefit. You've got to just face the fact. We can't avoid the fact.
So do what you have to do. Anyway, try your best to do whatever you want to do.
This is my guru's instruction. Get my name cleared from these people.
He also told you to drop the case, too.
Well, it was, he told me one thing, Nashinga. I'm telling you, giving instruction, you fight this out and bring on, clear my name. And if later instructions come in to stop the case, please don't listen to me. Because I've already given you first instruction of this case. He told me tomorrow.
All right, what can I say? What can I do?
All I'm saying is, Maharaj, you my guru's choice.
All right.
He brought you.
He chose me to come here.
Yes. And who recommended? It was my wife and you. I said, we want him back, because he's probably very close to you. And I thought, you'll walk with my guru.
Where's your wife right now? She ran away, or?
No, she never ran away. It was under pressure. The ANZ Bank gave her $300,000 to leave me, and they migrated to New Zealand with two children.
Why would she give you $300,000 to leave you? Will they give me $300,000 to leave you also?
Of course, if you want to.
I should go to ANZ and ask for $3,000 to leave you? That's pretty good.
But you'll gain more with me, I promise you.
I don't want money. Christian takes care of me. I have plenty to eat. My health is good. So,
the point is this, Maharaj, the ANZ Bank is a body corporate.
Yeah, I know
well,
what it
is. Let's talk about it. Let's give you the whole picture of what I'm trying to do. So it's a body corporate. And they have, what they've done is they have illegally funded punjas in their illegal transactions.
The ANZ?
ANZ, then I'm the solid evidence of that. I'm doing corporate law. I'm doing now LLM degree from University of London. I'm doing corporate law.
When are you going to get your license to practice law?
May
this year?
Next year.
Next year.
I could have done it in October, but I got this.
So if you find anything illegal, you should pursue it. That's all.
That's all I wanted to know.
That's, whatever. I always want to be completely honest, do everything legally. I don't even want to take bootleg software. You understand? I want to pay for the software if I use it. You understand what I mean? I want to be a Brahmin. So yeah, no, it's being honest is extremely important for me. So whatever is illegal, you pursue
now?
It. No, she's all right. Hare Krishna.
So what has happened is, if my case goes through.
Let's keep walking.
If my case goes through, they can lose their international banking
That's
license.
That's Nishinga. They could lose their special banking license.
The international banking license.
Yeah, yeah, ANZ.
And that's why they have taken my wife away from me. So they can blackmail me. They also offered me, initially when I first started the case, they offered me $500,000 to withdraw the case.
You should take it. Give it to me. I'm just joking. But anyway, you do everything legally.
I'm being the
My point is, if something, do everything completely legally. Everything should be honest. Everything should be proper. Nibo! Where's the baby?
Baby with the
grandma. Oh, the grandmother. Okay.
Whose baby? This one. Your baby?
Yeah.
What do you have? Boy or girl? Oh, boy. You're lucky.
Lucky. Girls are also lucky.
Boys are less expensive than girls.
Okay, you're going now? Rituals.
I'm coming.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
I'm coming.
You don't miss the baby? You don't miss being with your baby?
What?
You don't miss being with your baby? Mother should always be with the baby.
I know. I have to work and earn money.
Earn money.
Money for the baby.
Money for the baby.
Money for the baby.
That's nice. That's a real mother. We got time. We're not supposed to leave till 5:15. I think we may have to go under there because it's starting to rain. anyway, whatever, everything should be open and honest, and if you see any illegal thing, then you should pursue it.
The reason I wanted to see was because instantly there is a cancellation of the test case, I have to inform you immediately. So you can appoint two trustees immediately, because I have to remember, I have to make an email.
Anyway, you have my email address, so you know how to contact me, right?
Okay, I'll do that.
You have it. It's the same email address I always have, and you have
Earthlink.
It. Earthlink.com. .net. No, .net. Not com. Com won't go through. So,
So it's the 25th of March, I'm not in appearance. What I have, the problem is right now I'm facing is the Attorney General, the Interim Attorney General. He was, like, you know, Frenchody was on my side in the beginning.
Yeah.
So what happened? He collected some money in Australia, in New Zealand, I think $1.7 million.
1.7?
Yeah.
That's nice. There's big money here.
What happened? He came to Fiji, and then at the same time he was with me.
Mm-hmm.
Punjab, I think Harry Punjab approached him.
Yeah.
He wanted money sent to Australia, New Zealand, I could arrange it. Mm-hmm. So they went to ANZ Bank, and he said, help him put the money in, and he became anti-nationalized. And what happened? When this coup happened, the Indian government, by the way, sponsored this coup. Do you know that the Indian government sponsored this coup?
I don't know.
They did.
I don't know.
And,
but I like Bani Narama. He's a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Bani Narama.
Bani Narama, oh, he's very nice.
I like him.
I meet him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a very nice person. I like him.
All right. Where did you meet him?
I met him in India.
Okay. How about in India? You want to see him?
Not right now. And there's no reason. But I met him in India. Very nice person. Him and his wife. I met him and his wife in India.
So what happened in this man, and then they went to form this cabinet. This ASC came, the interim general was the manager legal for ANZ Bank. And he was the man responsible for all those illegal transactions which they authorized, the forged documents. What they did, Maharaj, they mortgaged all the ISKCON properties in Ratoka and Suva, and the clerks in Punjab and Sons signed as trustees to avail floating charges. No?
Right.
And these charges were like, they could use the money on a daily basis. As much as they want, they can use. Provided ISKCON paid interest too.
This property is not mortgaged here.
Not anymore. After I bought it there.
This property is free and clear. There's no mortgage on the property.
Yeah. But before that, it was not happening that way.
But the Lotoka property is not mortgaged now.
No, I had it cleared. I bought it on and it cleared in the last 6 years. But still under illegal ISKCON. It's not legal.
Anyway, whatever legal thing, honest thing, you should always be honest and encourage honesty. That's all I'm saying. So if you're going for the honest thing, then Krishna's behind you.
And you?
Krishna's behind honesty. Krishna's behind.
I'm
behind honesty all the time, too. But, I'm not sure about the details. I don't know who's right and who's wrong.
So the point
is, let the courts decide. Let the courts decide. The courts, if the courts have good magistrates, then they'll...
what happened, the present Chief Justice is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
He was the principal legal officer in the Lutoka when I was working in Bank of Baroda.
Right.
And I used to send his money to his mother in England at the time.
Right.
He was just a new lawyer. He joined the company, the public prosecutions, and he was doing his work. So I asked him to do a lot of favors for him. I asked to get him the best rate, and I have to get him credit feed very nice from the Reserve Bank clearances, So he became a very good friend of mine. And then he went on to become a private lawyer, and I used to go to him, sometimes, just say hello to him. And then he became a judge.
Yeah.
And when he became a judge, in 2004, he passed a judgment against the old administration. So police arranged and had him punched in the street one day.
Punched, physically.
Yeah, physically punched. Punjab and those various states are asking. So he's totally against Punjab. He's personally, first is a friend of mine, and second is,
Anyway, whatever is honest, I actually want honesty, openness, everything has to be like that. That's what we're supposed to be, Brahmanists. So if you feel you're going for the honesty and openness, then go for it, but let the courts decide. Don't make false accusations, because your false accusation against me was not honest or open.
Happened, of course.
But what?
I had to save myself somehow.
Yeah.
This point in time.
It just caused me some. I mean, I'm still here. It didn't cause me any big trouble.
I just told the police officer who came to see you, don't touch him. Just Just because don't see him and then don't touch him. That's all.
Yeah, there's no problem. I mean, there's no problem because there's no problem with me now. But
I wanted to scare these people. These people, they think they got the police in downtown. This man was, the gentleman was working for the police department for the photo content. And then he thinks the police is with him. So he stopped, he put security guard. He put security guard here and he stops me coming inside.
Anyway, that's their decision. That's their decision. That's why we're meeting out here.
Yeah,
so.
I understand. So, I don't
so you do what you have to do with the court and keep in touch with me, you know, and we'll see what Krishna wants. Krishna's God. Krishna always backs up those who are honest and religious and everything like that. Isn't it? Prachunaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Jadushkritam. Where's your wife in Australia right now?
New Zealand.
And your children too? Or?
Yep.
Do you ever see them or contact them?
She met me. I meant to see them in last year, August.
You went to New Zealand?
No, in Lotoka.
Lotoka.
She told me, the daughter is totally against me because they brainwashed her. And they tell you, my father is a child abuser, and my father is, in school days, he was mostly small children in school days. His mother-in-law and Punjas have done that to my daughter.
Really? It's terrible.
And I'm most loved to attend my school, you know, being Hare Krishna, you know? And I would never do things like that, you know? So I just let her, I never touched my daughter. But my boy is very close to me. My boy is like, you know.
So you communicate with him?
And then my wife told me this thing. See, they offered my daughter a degree, a scholarship in University of Auckland, pharmacy. And with that comes $300,000. And you are not working at the moment. How can you help us and help pay for that education? This is the point she gave me. I said, okay. You do whatever I do, do. You want to go, take them, go. But I'm not going to stop that. But when I want you to pay, we beg you, for it must come back to the city.
Well, it's very sad the family is split up. It's very sad. When families split up, it's very sad.
But my children know that I love them very much. You know, and I have a good work. I mean, I'm doing some work for God, Krishna. I'm doing some work for
God.
Let this con be properly settled in Fiji, and then we have a nice devotee in Fiji, people who are honest, who lovingly serve Krishna instead of trying to steal from Krishna every day.
So just work for honesty. Whatever you do, work for honesty. Okay, I got to get ready to go. You look healthy, though. You lost some weight. It's good. It's good to lose weight. Look at me. I lost a lot of weight,
too. I love it. I mean, I don't mind losing weight.
You look. You feel a lot better, probably, too.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I walk about 3 or 4 kilometers a day.
Yeah, you need it. But you're right. How old are you now?
50. That's 13, 15.
Young. You're young. You got a lot of gray hair, but too much gray hair. Okay, I got to get going now.
So when do you see each other again?
Anyhow, just email me. That's the main thing. You have access to email, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, just my motto is always be honest, do the right thing, and be support religious principles, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Haribo. Thanks for coming by. Okay. Haribo! Krishna Chaitanya. Haribo! Hari, Hindi ne janta. Not now, maybe later. We'll find the lolly.